Is your little one starting big school this September? At Dunn Stores, we've got you covered for those memorable milestones. From waving goodbye at the gate to snapping that first proud photo in their new uniform. Feel confident as they take their next big step with quality schoolwear. Pick up a 3-pack of Playproof polos from €5. Pair these with Easy Care joggers also from €5, plus a comfy sweatshirt from €3.75. Shop back to school in store and online now. Dunn Stores, always better value. Terms and conditions apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Obviously, as we've been saying, we are coming today from the Ulster Museum. We did have a bit of a walkthrough earlier on today, and our guide was Hannah Crowdy, Head of Curatorial at National Museums Northern Ireland. Hannah joins us now. Afternoon, Hannah.
Hello, nice to see you.
You just saw me a few minutes ago, but nice to see you again. The first place you brought us was The Troubles and Beyond, which I suppose from anyone from outside Northern Ireland, and you include the Republic in this, that people might go, God, that must be really hard to do, to get the balance right without people complaining. But it seems, from your description of it, it's made by the people who've contributed to it, who've come to you rather than the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of would describe it as being developed from the ground upwards. This is everyone's story about the Troubles here. People have their own different experiences of it. And through the gallery, through the objects we collect and we borrow from people, and through the interpretation we have, the stories we tell, we want it to be an opportunity for everyone to have their say and share their experiences. And the gallery is very deliberately called The Troubles and Beyond. So it's not just about those who were directly involved in conflict. It's about the experience of living here, growing up here, people's different sense of identity here. And it's an ongoing process to develop that gallery. So we're constantly partnering with new people, acquiring new objects, just to expand the story that we're telling.
Yeah, and that was interesting because you said that when we were up there today as well, that it's almost like the same set of facts, but viewed from different points of view. So it's kind of different stories, but they also overlap with each other. Was it difficult to get the balance right between everybody, you know, getting their story on any particular issue? Or
yeah, I think we sometimes talk about balance, and balance can suggest there's just kind of two sides that you're trying to level up. And actually, the experience here, there are many different experiences. And we have a term that we talk about, narrative hospitality. It's a place where every narrative is welcome and has a place. And we still get challenged from time to time about the gallery, people saying it doesn't reflect my experience, where's this event that happened that affected me. And we use that as an opportunity to say, well, we'll help us to tell that story. We don't have those objects at the moment. We don't have that information. Could you please help us? So we do a lot in that gallery itself, but we also do temporary exhibitions about the Troubles and Beyond. We have material on our website as well. So there's different ways for people to engage and learn more about that story.
But an awful lot of the things that you have up there they weren't donated. You have them on loan from individuals for whom they're extremely valuable.
Yes, we do. I mean, some people, they're very personal objects. There's a lot of emotion tied up with them, and they don't necessarily feel ready to donate them to the museum, but they feel it's important to share them with the wider public, and there's a real sense of pride if they can do that.
Yeah, and it's kind of personal because I'd say there was a handbag there that belonged to somebody who died in a bombing, but you also have Mary Peter's gold medal up there from the Olympics.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And we're really pleased that Dame Mary Peters lends that to us. And it's an important object because 1972, worst year of the Troubles in terms of the lives lost. But it was a real kind of positive moment for people here, and kind of a bit of a symbol of hope with what Mary Peters achieved at that Olympics.
But it is the Troubles and Beyond. So yeah, it's an ongoing story that you're telling. How often do you change it?
We're making little changes to the gallery all the time, and we are constantly collecting and we're constantly talking to people. So some of the things we've collected in recent years around differing views on Brexit, differing experiences of the COVID-19 pandemic, So we are constantly developing the gallery and our collection, and always looking at new opportunities as well.
So, but is that a process, though, at the same time? Because does it just get bigger and bigger, or do you have to go, well, we have to take out that little bit to add in this new bit?
We do need a bigger space. I would say that. It's such an important story. So that would be the longer term ambition. But the gallery space that we have, yes, some things come off display and new things go on display. And we just kind of tweak how we tell that story. And as I said, we also have our website. We have the temporary exhibitions that we stage. We do different events for the public as well. So it's not purely confined to the physical gallery space.
And it should be pointed out, it's not purely confined to the Troubles, though I imagine many visitors, that's the first place they go to look. But I mean, this is Northern Ireland history back how far?
Back to prehistory. So we have the National Archaeology collections in here as well. And I think one of the beautiful things about the Ulster Museum is it has these collections of art history and natural sciences. So it's a place where, yes, you can come and learn more about the Troubles. You can also come and see dinosaurs. You can come and experience beautiful works of art. It really is a place for everyone and for so many different experiences when you're here.
The Ulster Museum is not unique in this. This is an issue that all museums are grappling with, that you have items of there that came from other parts of the world, perhaps in dubious circumstances. And like many people who are running museums, that's something you're grappling with or getting to terms with.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. We are dealing with these kind of legacies of colonialism and imperialism. We have a collection of world cultures objects, around 4,500, some of which were acquired perfectly legitimately, but some of which were taken under circumstances which were not ethically sound. And we are proactively working with source communities to explore the best options for the future of those collections. In some cases, it might mean returning objects to their place of origin, and we have done that before in the museum. Sometimes communities just want more of an opportunity to represent their contemporary culture and to share their own stories and experiences of the collections rather than us putting our own interpretation on them.
Yeah, but it is also, interestingly, seems to have changed the model for how you acquire things, going forward, to use that terrible phrase, that now you commission pieces from people.
We do indeed. So up in the gallery that you saw today, the Inclusive Global Histories Gallery, there's an example of a blowgun and darts, and we worked with Indigenous communities in North America to commission those. We're also in conversation with Indigenous communities in Australia about how they might want to represent some of their contemporary skills within the museum. So it's a really lovely, positive step for the museum, I think, and we are learning so much through working with these communities.
Is there an area actually where you have thousands of other objects and you don't have the room to put them out?
Yeah, like most museums, the majority of our collections are actually in storage. Over 90% of the collection would be in storage at any one time. But our collections are a resource for everybody. So even if they're in storage, they're not dormant. As I say, we share them on our website. We're constantly changing our displays and exhibitions. So something might not be on display at the current time, but there might be plans for it. And also our collections are an incredible knowledge bank for research. So we do our own research on them, but we also welcome researchers from around the world who study our collections to expand knowledge.
Yeah. Anna, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was Hannah Crowdy there, Head of Curatorial at National Museums Northern Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.